You never forget how, do you?
No. I never forget.
As the day wore on, David thought it was the happiest day of his life. All the problems seemed to have disappeared from his mommy's mind. There was no Henry. There was no Martin. There was no grief. There was only David. David had been warned not to explain anything to Monica, otherwise she would become frightened and everything would be spoiled. But David's journey home belonged only to him, so he didn't see the harm of painting her pictures of things she would have no memory of. David had never had a birthday party because David had never been born. So they baked a cake and lit some candles.
Now make a wish.
It came true already.
By now, indeed, the windows were beginning to dim. David drew the shades without even needing to be asked.
Tucking you in. That's strange. How fascinating. I can hardly keep my eyes open. Don't know what's come over me. Such a beautiful day.
Was the everlasting moment he had been waiting for. And the moment had passed, for Monica was sound asleep. More than merely asleep. Should he shake her, she would never rouse. So David went to sleep too. And for the first time in his life, he went to that place where dreams are born.